Alright, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? It's another day and another full house here at ESPN 97.5. Usual Suspects front and center. All accounted for. It's Barry, it's Joel, it's Nick before Barry hits the road for the world tour.
Headed to that big D.
Second leg of the tour.
Being isolated.
Headed straight for that big D. Big D, here I come.
You know my broadcast partner, Craig Ackerman, hates Dallas so badly that he would refer to it as the little D.
Really?
All the time. I was like, seriously.
Like on the air?
Yeah, oh yeah. And I said, do you really think it would make a difference? He goes, I hate them and they don't deserve it. So they're the little D. There's nothing big about them. Wow. He would always do that.
Seems appropriate.
Considering he's on the Rockets broadcast.
I like it.
I like Dallas as a comedy city. They kick Houston's ass a lot of times. I'm not going to lie. But sports wise, I could do without them. Of course, that's growing up, though. My family were my cousins. I have a cousin Sean, a cousin Kevin, and they were huge Cowboy fans, but just front runners, though. You know what I mean? Just because the Cowboys were good, which I think is most of their fans.
Like that. Yep.
Ugh, hate them. Hate them.
Man, the guy that was the best man in my wedding is that guy. Really? I always asked him, like, did you have to call in advance to make sure they still had a seat on it? Because he was Cowboys guy. Then he was Niners when they had Deion Sanders guy. And he was, you know, he was constantly bouncing around. He's Hawaiian. They don't have a team. So he was like, well, I can pick whatever I want. I go, why don't you just pick one and stick with it?
Well, that's the thing. I love talking, like, my ex-brother-in-law, he was a huge Niners fan when the Niners were making their run.
Yep.
The most recent one. And then, you know, then all of a sudden he's a Steelers fan. And I was like, what happened? He's, oh, I've always been a Steelers fan. No. No, you haven't. You've always been a liar. You've always been a dirtbag. Yeah. But that's not true. You haven't always been a Steelers fan. So, yeah, you guys out there, you bandwagon hoppers, you stop it.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. The kilted bearded beer man is in the house.
Kilted beer guy doing what he does.
Oh, I got a bottle opener, too. What's up, man?
How you doing, brother?
Check this out. I'm loving this.
You do got the kilt on again. That's awesome.
I think he just went behind me to shake your hand. I felt something on my back. He pressed his member on my back, I think.
I think it was his bottle opener.
Was it the bottle opener?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Oh, my goodness. What is that? Keep cold? Okay. Dude, that's Stetsy. Oh, that side's the cold side? Okay, we're going to take that to the bridge. Hop on there real quick. Go over there.
Just Stetsy right fast. Brewing Company.
Just, we won't keep you, I promise.
Love Lady, Texas.
You're nervous. Don't be nervous.
Dude, where is Love Lady?
Let him get to the mic here. You're a large human being, sir. Tell everyone your name.
My name is Brian. With Stetsy Brewing Company. Stetsy is actually about 30 miles northeast of Huntsville.
Okay.
And this is not your typical beer, correct?
Correct. It's authentic and traditional Czech beer.
All right. So what is Czech beer? Why is Czech beer different than other beers?
Primarily the ingredients that we use, especially with like our Pilsner.
Uh-huh.
It's GABF considers it a pre-prohibition Pilsner. Because of the method and the ingredients that we use to
a pre-prohibition.
Does that mean it's stronger?
Does that mean that you guys were you're breaking the law? What is this? What does this mean?
It just means that the style of the beer that we make dates back to a time when it's the traditional method that a lot of the brewers over
the good stuff.
Yeah, the Bohemian brewers used, you know, 75 to 150 years ago.
Okay. Now, what's with the kilt? What the hell is it with the kilt?
I was going to ask that.
Because it's too hot for pants.
Okay.
Well, so is it your choice or is it what they encourage you to do?
I own six of them. I've been wearing them for about 15, 20 years.
You own six kilts?
Yeah.
And my whole life, I've never seen six kilts. And you have six. You have five more at the house in the closet. Now, do you take them to the dry cleaners or is this just a wash and wear type of thing?
No, I I do all my pleats and stuff on them.
You iron your kilts? Oh, yeah. My God. That's the most and least manly thing I've ever heard.
No. Oh, yeah, I guarantee you're not going to challenge him too much more on that.
First of all, yeah, do you work out? Because you're kind of swole.
Yeah.
Okay, I see that. Now, but you, like, that's, no, seriously, though, that's the most manly and least manly thing. To have a kilt and wear it is the most manly thing to do because no one's going to say anything.
Yeah, he's that
confident. He's that confident as a man. But then I could see him at home, like in his boxers with some socks on, just ironing his kilt, watching The Voice.
I don't wear boxers.
Or watching the, oh, wait a minute now.
That was good, by the way.
I didn't need any extra. Like, I didn't ask what's under the kilt or not under the kilt. So you're flying like.
You're Tom Petty?
Yeah, you're flying.
There's only two acceptable articles of clothing to wear under your kilt, and that's okay. Boots and socks.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't need to know that. Now if I look right now, your legs aren't crossed. That's just
there's a little privacy.
You should be very happy that there is actually something under the table blocking you.
We have to burn that chair now though, because I feel like his ass is just ass sweat like all over the chair.
Now my buddy's daughters have done Irish dancing since they were very, very small, and they've also we all grew up in Milwaukee where it's very common for the fathers supporting that, and also during certain times of the year to wear a kilt. And he is with you. He said, hey, when it's hot in the summer and I'm wearing a kilt, let them fly.
Pretty much. Freedom of form and function is one of the...
So again, this isn't Stetsy's like uniform,
right? No,
where you're like, if you're going to be delivering beer for us...
Well, when I first went to go work for them, one of my stipulations coming on board was... You have to let me wear a kilt to work.
Did you go to the interview in a kilt?
No.
Okay. That's why you got the job. Because they would have been like, security, get this weirdo out of here.
Actually, our brewmaster.
Bring back up, though. He's kind of big.
Yeah, our brewmaster owns a couple kilts, and he wears them when he brews.
Dude, somebody's got to make a logo for you. You should be marketing this. You could be making a lot of coin off of this. Because you literally are not. This is not like a fly-by-night. You're doing this every day.
Just about every day, yeah.
That's insane. Now, what started the whole kilt thing? Like, when did you get into kilt? Did a girl break your heart and you were like, you know what? I'm switching teams. And then you got the kilt and decided, never mind, I'm going to go back. Like, what happened?
You are pushing the envelope a little bit.
No.
It's my job to ask these tough questions, Joel.
Actually, it was more of a rebellious thing when my first wife decided she wanted to marry an attorney and not me.
Nice.
I had a friend that was like, he'd wear them and we started... We did a lot of tactical paintball stuff with SWAT and a few of the military guys out in San Antonio, and just got to be comfortable in a kilt doing all things. And
that is badass. I don't have the legs nor the confidence to rock a kilt because I think you have to have both, and I don't have either of those. So
cool pair of boots too.
Yeah, that's true. And you have to be able to fight because I'm sure
Martin boots.
Have you ever gotten
handmade
German boots? You're just fancy. Has anyone ever, like, have you ever gotten in a fight over the kilt for someone just, like, wouldn't leave you alone about
it? You
know,
believe it or not, I almost got into a fight with a homeless guy.
What?
Downtown about 2 weeks ago. I was making my beer rounds.
Yeah.
And this dude just wouldn't leave me alone about it. And I had to do an illegal walk across the street when it wasn't my turn just to kind of get away from him because I was starting to get the shakes.
Yeah.
I was about to throat punch him.
Like, that's messed up. You didn't just respond with, like, dude, I have a house. Like, I have a place to live. You're a homeless man that craps on the sidewalk. Why are you making fun of what I'm wearing?
Pretty much.
Okay, good. You know, you don't take it easy on the homeless.
I'm a sensitive man.
Are you?
At times.
But the best line is to just turn to him before he can chase you down anymore and go, hey, man, I'm a little short on money, and I need some gas and a burger. Got any money? Spare me a little. That normally shuts them up pretty quick.
We have a text question. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. What is the amount of time you can wear a kilt between washes? Are they like jeans or is it underwear? Change them every day.
It really depends. If you have nice going out kilts or like everyday wear kilts, I have both.
You have a going out kilt?
So you hang in kilts. Like if you're going to the bar with the fellas, you're hanging in a kilt.
I'd say I'm in a kilt probably no less than 75% of the week.
You have a going out kilt, so you have like fancy kilts. You have your
it's like a different style. You know, it's like a heavier duty, less pockets. It's not as baggy.
Like tails? It's like a tail, like a tux?
No, they do actually. It's have like a leather one that they make with tails.
Really? Yeah, it's like a mullet kilt. It's just, it's all, it looks normal up front and you got the tails in the
leather
back.
One. So it's yeah, like almost like a dominatrix, but yet a dominatingly formal kilt.
Yes. It's too hot in Houston for a leather kilt.
I wish I had. I'm telling you, I wish I had both the confidence and the gams to rock a kilt. I bet it is comfortable. Just
dude, what about chafing?
Going around free balling, not caring.
These are kind of durable kilts, right? So I mean, you're driving around. Yeah, I mean, if you're driving around the truck,
well, I mean, it's no different than a skirt. Women wear skirts. They don't chafe, do they?
No, the hardest part is learning how to get in and out of vehicles without
like a lady
without things getting. Rolled up on underneath.
See? Yeah, you gotta get out like a lady, right? You gotta be careful. You don't want certain
items hanging down and get smashed between your leg.
Then you gotta
be careful, like when you go poop, because then if you accidentally tuck the back of the kilt in the underwear, you're walking around. Oh, that's right. Never mind. You just
sit
down.
You got the hot chick in the convertible, and you kind of roll out with one leg first. Hey.
Yeah, end up with Britney Spears with your junk all on social media.
Can I see some ID?
Everything.
Yes, you can, ma'am.
Well, man, thanks for coming. How can people get a hold of you or the beer? Are you on Twitter? What's your Twitter handle?
Yeah. Oh, I don't even remember what you probably know my Twitter handle
fantastic.
Better.
Fantastic. How can they buy this beer? Because that's the thing.
We are in all of the major retailers. So Specs, HEB, Whole Foods. We're in the process of getting into the shelves at Kroger.
Nice.
And then also at some of your fine dining establishments. Inside the Loop, Outside the Loop, Woodland, Cypress area.
What's the website?
Actually, if you just go to Stetsy Brewing via Facebook,
okay,
everything links up there, and that's where we post.
Spell Stetsy for everybody.
Yes, Stetsy, Stesti.
I saw you look at the box. All right, man. Appreciate
Kilted
it.
Kilted Beer Guy on Twitter, by the way. Yeah. Kilted Beer Guy.
One more time. Give everybody your name.
Brian.
Brian, thanks for being here. Thanks for the beer.
Of course.
I'm excited.
Thanks for being a loyal listener, too.
Yeah,
Brian.
Man.
We do appreciate
thanks for listening.
It, 713-780-3776. If you want to call or text or hit us up on Twitter, we're here till 4, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's The Usual Suspects on ESPN975. Continue to roll on. Again, big shout out and thanks to Brian Stesty.
Yeah, somebody texted and said, y'all are pronouncing it Stetsy, but Brian spelled it Stesty. Which is it? He's right. We're wrong, obviously. I'm an idiot. Stesti. Stesty Brewing Company. Check it out. He even brought us bottle openers.
Yeah.
Brought us 4 6 packs and a bottle opener.
Love him stopping by. I'm really appreciative that he brought the beer. My only concern is I think he might have convinced you into wearing a kilt.
Oh, no.
Please don't ever come up to the station in a kilt.
Let me tell you, there's a lot of things you should worry about when it comes to me, and that is not one of them.
I don't know. I think you wanted to try one on.
Also, my hand still hurts from shaking his hand. That is a big,
dude, he's
strong
massive.
Man.
Yep.
He works out. I've got a picture we all took. I'm going to tweet it out. That's a large man that I have. Like, that homeless man that was making fun of him had to be on crack or bath salts or something, because there's no way on the street you would see this guy and be like, watch me pick a fight with this dude. I mean, he's wearing a dress. Like, you're not doing that. There's no way. He's too massive. So, but cool guy. Very nice. You said he was ex-military?
Yeah, I asked him if he was in the military because he had mentioned during the paintball and stuff like that, ex-military guys. And he said briefly, but that he had, I think, either completely ruptured or something to the effect of the discs from C5 up.
Damn.
And has titanium in his neck, and that prevented him from doing any further service. But good Lord.
Yeah. Big dude. Nice dude. Super nice guy.
Let's be honest. We were talking about it in the break.
This is the second time that he's brought beer. The first time you weren't
here.
I was out. But we got to partake. So I love it, man.
Didn't he bring some to American Wheel and Tire? And you was were out of town?
Was that the case?
Yeah, that, he was the
not
one who
when
brought
I was
that.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, from American
I must
All
have
the
missed
time.
That one too. Because I wasn't there.
No, you were there. You were there, but you had already left. And then one of the promotion people told me, like, hey, do you want to grab that beer? I think you're the one who texted me to remind me. Yeah. I didn't even know it was there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we've got a few texts in. Barry, y'all are pronouncing. Okay, I got that one already. Been out of town all week. Word is that Joel fought a bear. All right, you know what? They're never going to let that die.
Me and Andy Kaufman.
Guy lost my... Oh, okay, we'll get to that one in a second. So there are people out there who wear jeans more than once before washing. Yeah, I wash some of my jeans once a year. You're not supposed to wash...
But he said he's free balling.
Yeah, but no, I'm saying like... But this is just specifically about jeans, not the kilt. I would wash my kilt more than once a year.
Right.
Yeah, but definitely.
Like, we were talking about this in the
denim
break.
Is only made to be washed once a year if you got like good quality denim.
Dude's got a built-in icebreaker.
Yep.
He wears that to the bar. There is no question in my mind that that man is very successful, and he's got easy access if he needs it.
I was going to say, he's got that Keiko Harden beard.
Right.
You know who he kind of looks like or reminds me of is Dan Bilzerian. Is that his name? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. The poker, the trust fund baby poker player.
Yep. Yeah. He kind of reminds me of that dude, right? Like, you could see that dude rocking. He's military, ex-military. You could see that dude rocking a kilt.
What was the closer for the Giants that went to the Dodgers?
Everywhere. Huh?
Brian Wilson?
Yep, Brian Wilson.
He's got a little of that look, too. But a lot bigger.
I'm guessing, though, yeah, you're right. It's a great icebreaker, and it leads to a tremendous amount of ass.
Yep.
If you can pull off a kilt, yeah. I'm that's just a guess on my part, but yeah, you're right. Okay, so we covered the jeans thing. Somebody wants to know when Nick will be releasing his brand of beer called Sassy. Sassy beer.
Coming in store soon.
Sassy Hang beer tight. By Nick. He's going to be walking around in hot pants.
Tasting samples available at Specs in the next 6 months.
He won't wear a kilt because he don't want to bite his style, but he'll wear some Lululemons. He's just going to walk around in yoga pants.
Yeah.
Selling Sassy. Okay, here's the question. Somebody said, guys, I lost the keys to my truck and I don't have a spare. Any advice?
Break the window.
What the hell is that going to do if you don't have the key? You can't drive it off.
There's two different things. You can try and do it with, it depends on what kind of truck it is.
You call the dealer.
Because
it's going to be about $250, but you call the dealer. Or just, you know, steal someone else's car. I don't know. But yeah, call the dealer. It's going to be expensive.
Well, but there's also, like, locksmiths and stuff have things that can do it without damaging the lock. But depending on what year the truck is, you could also get a coat hanger to slide in between the
window. Again, though, if you don't have the key, how are you going to start it?
That's a good point. I'm just trying to unlock the truck, but
you got to call the dealer.
Yeah, that's probably the best bet.
Text question. How do you stand at a urinal with a kilt on? I got this one, guys. Confidently.
Yep.
Because there's no other way. You better be confident.
Or just be as big as that guy and you won't have no problem.
Just pick up the front flaps, right? The back stays down. Just pick up the front.
Yeah. Sometimes when shirts were, you know, bigger.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'd tuck your shirt up under your chin and hold it so that the tail doesn't drop and you don't pee on it.
I don't think we did that, but.
Well, I used to wear like that was back in
that
the day.
That was a lot of material to just flip it up and get it by your chin. And all
yeah, that. Well, I mean, like you can do it like that.
When you were a child, like, you did that, right?
Oh yeah,
that too for sure. But like back, I'm talking back when like Mark Echo clothes were big or cross colors or you know what I mean.
Those Echo was always
they were
oversized.
Really long, and so you had to tuck it up under or you pee on it.
Like Brand Jordan is now. Yeah. Brand Jordan, an extra large.
Jordan
could fit
never
like
got
a 300 pound man.
You're right. Like Jordan never stopped rocking those or the big jeans, but. Yeah, I have a feeling that that's what you do. You just tuck the kilt up under the chin. You're just like, whatever, you know?
Yeah, but you're right, confidently, but you just pull the top flap or the front flap up, and you're good.
Yeah. Okay, somebody want to know what was that guy's Twitter. It was, the name is Kilted Beer. What is it?
Where'd it go?
Kilted Beer Guy, but the Twitter handle is something different.
Yeah, the Twitter handle is at BWKC1979. But just look for Kilted Beer Guy. That makes it easier. So, all right. Okie dokie.
Just in passing.
Yes.
I didn't have this on the rundown. But do you know that when the Patriots sent out their season tickets to their season ticket holders, that based on the decision of Robert Kraft, they also sent out their tickets to the AFC Championship game, which they put the date on and said they will be hosting against a team to be determined.
Really?
You want to talk about cocky.
Man.
There's wearing a kilt, and then there's doing that.
That's pretty confident.
We'll see you in January.
That is pretty confident. Wow.
Didn't your boy Brady turn 40 today?
Ain't my boy, but yes, he did.
No, that's your boy for sure.
Nope.
Yeah, I think he is turning.
He does turn 40. And then, you know, because he watches everything he eats and everything like that, I guess to the media, they made some like ridiculously healthy kind of cupcakes for the media that was like, no one's going to eat any.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. But yeah, he's 40. And more power to him. He's still doing it and doing it well. So.
Yeah, I didn't read that article on ESPN, but as apparently he's a badass, like beer chugging and all that. Did you read
Brady?
The article? Yeah.
No, I heard he was like, suddenly it's all about like juicing and all the like healthies and
well, there was this article. I'll find it at the break, and I'll. Okay. But it says it's basically like you don't want to challenge Tom Brady to a beer chugging contest, stuff like that.
Didn't Curry recently chug a beer?
Curry was doing something where he ended up walking into some kind of a party or another and was chugging
beer or something.
I saw it all over his shirt.
Yeah.
All right, we'll cover that. We'll cover a whole lot more. We've got a full list of things to get to. If you want to join the show, it's. On Twitter, it's at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and of course our HRP listener line where you can reach us all the time. 713-780-3776, where you can call or you can text, and we'll try and get back to you if it's worthwhile. You are the usual suspects that follow us, the usual suspects, every Monday through Friday at 1 to 4 p.m. right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on a Thursday edition of The Usual Suspects. It's Nick, Barry, and Joel coming to you live from the Galleria area and the Gal Media Studios. As we continue to roll on, I take it you must have social media to get to.
Why? So you say that because I was giggling. I wasn't doing the Snagglepuss laugh, though.
No, which means I probably may have avoided one.
A lot of folks are saying call a locksmith, sir, that lost your only key to your
truck. They can do that for the, like you said, because I understand getting in, there are ways to get in, but when you have to actually start the vehicle.
Yeah, but they'll make a key. You prove ownership and they'll do it for you. I don't know how. I don't know how, but they do it. Okay, so I'm not going to read this text. I really want to, though, but they're saying disparaging things about a host at another station.
Love it.
While complimenting us.
That's fantastic.
And I don't want to do that. No.
You don't want to be what other people already are on?
We're better than that. I'll read the rest of it. It just says, man, it's great to hear y'all. I haven't been able to tune in recently due to work. I have to admit, I've been listening to 790. And let me tell you, it's no substitute for decent sports talk radio. I know you'll probably be getting this a lot, but there's Spanish cutting in and out. So thanks for what y'all do. Keep up the good work. Keep up the commercial breaks. Haha, more sports talk. Thanks, guys. So yeah, we know that the signal is in and out. Get the app. That's what you need to do. We're working on it. It's going to get fixed. It's improved quite a bit. But grab that app.
ESPN975.com.
Yep.
Walk you right through it. Get the app. Take us everywhere.
And you don't have to have like earphones. You can just Bluetooth it to the car,
and
stream it. It's what I'm going to be listening to when I drive to Dallas so I can hear the Blitz all the way up there. Boom. Just put it on Bluetooth and away
Clarence,
I go.
Right? Clarence, that's what he's going to be listening on the Bluetooth.
Bluetooth connection to the car, not the Bluetooth headset, earphone,
whatever.
Weirdo. Okay, so you didn't see this article about Tom Brady on ESPN, and it was the different tales of Tom Brady at 40. And I'm going to read you three or four of these because they're really good. So it's just these different things. So the first one is from Mike Vrabel. And he says, my indoctrination to the goal line offense, I had maybe caught a couple touchdowns and was feeling pretty good about myself. And we went to practice one day and I broke free on a crossing route or something like that. So I start yelling, Tom, 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 and I'm waving my hands, but he doesn't throw it to me. I come back to the huddle. I come back and we're in the huddle and he says, Mike, if you ever wave your hands and ask for the ball again, I'll never throw it to you. I know who's open. I'm the quarterback. I'll throw it to whoever the F I want. And that was the last time I ever called for the ball. So that's Brady in a practice, all right? Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is from Rodney Harrison. It says, this is when I first got to New England. We had become friends and we were in the weight room. I show up at 6:30 in the morning. He says to me, good afternoon. So the next day I get the hint. I come in 15 minutes early. He says to me, good afternoon. The next day I come in at 5:45 in the morning and he makes sure to say it twice. Hey, good afternoon. Good afternoon. So I make it in at 5:30 the next day. And before he could say anything, I looked at him and said, man, I don't give a damn what you say, Tom. I'm not coming in any earlier than 5:30. We both laughed at that. But that just kind of lets you know, like, everyone just thinks, oh, it's just, this dude is getting into the weight room before 5:30 in the morning to do his workouts. Okay, here's the best one about the beer chugging. So this is from Brian Hoyer. We played up in Buffalo. And we couldn't fly back into Boston because the weather was so bad, so we had to stay that night in Rochester. We drove there. We all decided to go out to dinner. Tom, being who he is, he usually couldn't come to a team event like that. We might be at a Capitol Grill, and he's sneaking in the back door. Then people realize he's there. He has to leave. So, but this was an impromptu at Dinosaur's Barbecue in Rochester. The whole team's there, and it turns into a beer chugging contest. You have linemen, Julian Edelman. They all think they're going to win. Then someone says, I heard Tom is really great at chugging the beer. We don't usually get to experience him like this, but we finally coax him into doing it. He does it, and let me tell you, you couldn't have poured out the beer faster into a glass. It was unbelievable. He slams the mug on the table, throws both fists in the air, walks away with a look on his face like, you really thought you were going to beat me at this? And the place went nuts. So, yeah, apparently Tom can chug a beer faster than any other New England Patriot, including linemen, which would surprise me because you would feel like they could chug a beer pretty quickly.
That's pretty
right?
Awesome, though. I mean, if that's the leader of your team, too,
yep.
To show that, because everybody thinks he's a hoity-toity with Giselle and everything like that, but for him to be able to do those things, and then when you also realize, I think when you first read that, people were thinking, oh, he's too good to be able to go out with the boys.
But it's not that. It's just that he runs it for everybody else because they won't leave him alone.
So that, I mean, it shows you what kind of teammate he is. You can hate the Patriots all you want, but I mean, the whole story is just vintage because when you think about a guy that was, what, a seventh round draft pick?
Yep.
Which, you know, would be lucky to just make a roster or a practice squad and to have accomplished what he's accomplished. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
But, I mean, there's stories in here where, like, Jacoby Brissett is talking about his first time in the quarterback room and he gets asked a question and he's thinking about it and Brady answers right away and he's like, you didn't even give me a chance. He's like, yeah, we don't have time. You need to answer as fast as possible. That's how we do it in this room. So you better know your stuff is what he was saying. There's talks of like one of his high school receivers said he was running like a curl route. As he turned around, he knew the ball was on the way because he could hear it coming. That's how hard he threw the ball. Like there's all kinds. You should go check it out. It's on ESPN. Tons of stories. I'm not going to sit here and read them all. That'd ruin a whole show. But there are a bunch of stories about Tom Brady that I think, you know, or at least it's entertaining, right? Put it on the phone while you're pooping.
It would ruin an entire show.
That's
because
true.
They don't even want to think about him.
That's true. His greatness.
I think the other thing, too, is that he's really gone over the top now in terms of, like, his diet and all of that. Like, they're constantly, like, preparing his green juice and his and all the different things.
Avocado ice cream.
Yes, that was part of it.
Did you hear about
that?
Yes. Nick, would you ever eat avocado ice cream?
No.
I think I would try it. I mean, I would try like, you know, a spoonful.
I don't like avocado, but.
Oh, I don't mind it at all. I never used to like avocado, but when you marry a Mexican, eventually you're going to eat avocado, whether you like it or not. Same thing with jalapenos.
That's false.
Is it?
Yeah.
She's not an avocado fan?
Oh, she's into both, but I'm not.
Okay, you don't. She doesn't
slip it to you? She's also vegan, and I'm not.
She doesn't trick you?
Nope.
Okay. No. All right.
God bless her. She stays away from cooking. That helps us both.
That helps everybody in the house, right?
That's right.
Steelers fan wants it. Anybody else heard of hiding a spare key under the car with a powerful magnet? Yeah, they used to have these little boxes.
Yeah, I remember those.
Yep. Yeah, they're very. And if you get a good one, they really would not go anywhere. I mean, they were really powerful magnets. So.
Well, the other thing too is for around the house. Like, remember my whole story about Taylor locking us out? You can get a rock. Looks just like all the other rocks, but it's. You have a little
like at the bottom of it kind of slides, yeah.
Yeah, and you can slide a key in there. But yeah, at some point, and we always did it at my house growing up, but I didn't think about it when we bought our house, but found out the hard way.
Yeah,
you better hide a key somewhere.
Yeah, we have an extra key hidden somewhere. And that the only reason we did that at this house, because I don't think we had one at our other house. But in this house, since we built it, we got to pick like the doorknobs and everything. And the doorknobs we got are an auto lock. So when you lock it, at night, you don't have to unlock it to leave. When you turn the handle, the lock automatically kind of pops open, almost like a bathroom door some places where you lock it, and when you can turn the knob and it pops the it unlocks.
Right. I know what you're talking about.
Well, sometimes that doesn't work, apparently, and I've locked myself out of the house before, and then I had to wait for my wife to get home because I would go out to the garage to get something. And I would, that door that leads into the garage has one of those, and I would open it.
How long did you wait outside?
It was a couple hours. It was a couple hours. Just waiting. Yeah, not much you can do. It didn't have a car key. Just sat in the garage, just sweating, just like a dumbass. Hi, guys. Can't get into my own house because I'm an idiot.
You know, so, that key, yeah. Nick, is hidden on the scarecrow on the back 40. So if you ever need it.
I was going to say something.
If you ever need it, yeah. It's on the back 40.
Nope. It's in the garage
but
somewhere.
But it may take you a couple hours to get to the scarecrow and then get back.
Yeah. It's in the garage somewhere. Somebody asked where that story is on Tom Brady's front of ESPN.com.
So, currently?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you tell people that it goes based on history, so it may not be on your front page. Go to ESPN to find it, but yeah, it may not be on your front page.
Just go to ESPN.com and then go to, oh my God, what is that?
I just found on Twitter.
Dude.
If you're thinking about having kids, look at this. Oh. And it's a guy with his kid on his shoulders on the beach. They're both in just swim trunks. Father's in swim trunks. The kid has nothing on and is crapping down the small of his back all the way down to his swim trunks.
It looks like a tail. Like the kid grew a tail and just crapped down his dad's back.
I'll retweet it.
This is why I would never have kids. Well, that's one of the many reasons why I would never have kids. I don't want a kid crapping down my back at the beach. I'm all right. I can do without
I can tell
that.
You one way to prevent it. Put some drawers on your kid at the beach.
Or put on a condom and never have a kid.
Or a kilt, so at least she protects them from getting hit in the back of the head like you did.
Oh, God. Ugh.
Yeah, I retweeted it, at Pac-Man Joel. It's not pretty. But yeah, I mean, if I'm putting my daughter on my shoulders, I'm definitely putting her in some swim trunk or some shorts.
Check this out. W.P. Spencer said, Barry, my friend in high school's Filipino mom would make avocado milkshakes. They were fantastic.
Really? That's the only flavor in it? It's just the avocado?
No.
I'm sure it's a blend of things to make it. Because I don't think anybody would like a avocado milkshake.
I saw a recipe for avocado ice cream, and I may try it just to see.
Yeah, that would take some convincing for me.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not big on all that. Yikes. All right, we got plenty more show to get to. 713-780-3776. Something on your mind you want to get off your chest, you want to talk about, hit us up and text us or call us or drop us a note on Twitter at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We'll have plenty more in just a minute right here on The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the boys are back. Not even an hour in the books. Still plenty more show to go, including 2+ hours of conversation and such as we roll on The Usual Suspects. Barry and I are in studio, Nick behind the glass, as we continue to hit topics you want to talk about. I did notice one thing, and I don't know if you saw this or not. They're kind of backtracking now, but a guy goes to the Philadelphia Eagles training camp wearing a Dez Bryant jersey, and they basically pull him aside and tell him either take it off or you're out.
A fan?
A fan at training camp. Ooh. Basically told, either take it off or you go.
I'd be mad.
I'd be mad as hell.
Like, you don't get to tell me what to wear.
When I
come to a game and buy a ticket, are you going to tell me I can't wear an Eagles jersey? Go to hell. I would have made a big deal out of it.
I'm telling you, the crazy thing to me is, like, I mean, we've talked about jerseys before, and I know how you feel about it. But, I mean, they showed the picture of the guy. You know, he's got a Cowboys hat on. He's got a Dez blue jersey on. And then the guy starts tweeting the pictures and said, fan in Cowboys jersey told leave or take it off. Team policy said it would be the same if there were any other teams of jerseys being worn. But then the Eagles themselves kind of backtracked on it and said it's not an official team policy, though it's considered to be a common courtesy for people who are invited to training camp.
Well, what is it? Because you just said it was, and now you're saying it's not.
And my thing is, I would say one thing. If the team, like if you're a season ticket holder or, you know, like the Texans when they have these, you know, when they used to have the training camp here and had like the night practices or whatever, and they'd invite their sponsors and their season ticket holders, I can understand that courtesy because you wouldn't be there unless they personally invited you. But if there's like free tickets or like sometimes the Texans just say, hey, there's you got to have a ticket, but it's free. Just go to our website and download it. You should be able to wear whatever you want.
Yep. Totally agree. Totally agree. Silliness.
Yeah, I thought that was just
petty.
I thought that was crazy.
Silly and petty.
But it is the Eagles and the Cowboys, so either way.
Go figure, yeah, right?
I can let it slide. More fodder for us, I guess.
Okay. It is a... what is the hell? What? This avocado milkshake is amazing.
That's the only flavor, man.
Someone said they had one in Indonesia, and they lined the glass with chocolate syrup.
I was going to say, put some chocolate in there, some vanilla, something like that.
You can make it more appealing, I think, for sure. But just straight avocado, like, there's no way. And I would imagine it's not just that.
Well, it's like when you ever had, like, a kale, a juice.
Yeah.
Well, they'll take spinach and kale and all this goodness, but then they'll throw some apples and some strawberries right in there, and it gives it the sweetness and the flavor, and it tastes good.
Yeah, I mean, but I do that every morning,
but if you were to chop up kale and spinach and puree it and ask me to drink it, I'd tell you to go to hell. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
But adding some of the other stuff, which I'm sure they do, because, I mean, I don't think avocado ice cream is just avocado that's frozen. I'm sure there's some stuff that's
it might
sweet
be like avocado chocolate chips, or you can do something like that. And again, you spice it up to the point where it's edible.
Right.
But like even Lisa going with this no vegan thing, and she's like, I want you to try this vegan ice cream. I go, it defeats the purpose. There's no dairy product in it at all. She goes, oh, try it. It's great. No, it ain't great. It's edible, but it ain't great. I'm never going to say that that's great.
Yeah, avocado, you got to mix that right for me. For me.
Yeah. Like I said, there's got to be a secondary flavor attached.
I'm with you. Like sugar.
That and something like...
sugar would help.
That drowns out the taste of the avocado. Like you said, I don't care if it's strawberries, chocolate chips, something.
Okay, are you ready for this? You're going to have to put your thinking caps on.
All right.
I'm sorry to do that to you. But we got a text that somebody wants to know... I'm reading a thread about people's most not safe for work moment that happened at work. What is your most not safe for work moment? Fight with clutch excluded.
Right, of course. What? Because that hasn't been brought up enough this week.
What is your most not safe for work moment that happened at work? Like, what did you do?
Like something I did that could potentially get me in trouble?
Like you got caught jerking off in the producer's booth.
That's certainly never happened.
But, okay. So what is your most not safe for work moment? You ever, nothing? You ever get caught like making out with a coworker in the parking lot? None of that? Nothing?
I'm trying to think, man. Between the Blazers, the Rockets, like in an internship, you know, when you're like, you're desperate to make sure you're trying to get a job, so you're trying to do, but I'm trying to think of like, not safe.
That's why I said you probably have to put your thinking cap. Yeah. I knew mine right away.
Shocker.
But I'm trying to think if there's anything worse than what I did, but I don't think so. So what,
it could be a mistake, like an accident.
Yeah, like not safe for work. Like you left your fly down and you didn't wear underwear that day, or you know what I mean. Like just whatever.
I think I've locked myself out of the building before.
That's not safe for work though. Do you understand what not safe for work means?
No, not really.
You've never seen on the internet when somebody puts like, they'll be like, oh, here's a video of two chicks making out on the beach, not safe for work. And they'll put like the NSFW because if you open it at work, you'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then no, I don't have one at all.
Probably. Really? Not even when you worked at the mechanic place?
I worked for my dad. I mean.
Oh, well, then you can do whatever you want. Banging customers.
Well, no, not necessarily. Be
like, your car's ready, sir. How do you want to pay for that? Oh, well, come on.
I'll tell you a twofold one that's kind of scary.
Okay.
A buddy of mine, an IT specialist.
Uh-oh.
No less. Was one braggadocious about in his office that he was using certain areas of the office to execute the master plan with a girl in another department. Then he told me that they were dating. I was like, wow, okay. Then he told me they broke up, and then he told me that he quit his job, got a job with another company, but that he was still utilizing all of the passwords and access that he codes that he knew so that he could spy on her and leave her messages.
What?
Wow.
For dating somebody else.
Did this dude work for the Cardinals?
Do you realize this isn't just like a bad breakup? This is like breaking the law.
Wow. Yeah.
He's like, I guess I didn't think about it that way. I go, maybe it's time you should.
Totes breaking the law, dude.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Wow.
I tell you, I have a fear before I get to the one that I actually did, but my biggest fear is I'm going to forget to close my browser before I come to work, and there's just going to be porn all over it when I get here, and I'm going to open up my laptop and just porn blaring everywhere, and everyone's going to know. So I always have to like check before I like leave the house or get into the building. I have to take my laptop out and make sure that I close my porn windows before I get here, because I don't want to just sit down and, you know, you never know who's going to be in the room.
I thought incognito prevents, like,
it doesn't. You have to still close it. You know how it is. You get the 12 tabs open, and then when you're done, if you just close the lid, when you open the lid when you're at work, boom, there's 12 porn tabs just blaring. If you're the kind of guy that listens with the sound, are you a sound guy, by the way?
Yeah.
I think are I you? I have to have it down. I can't do it with
you
the
can't
porn.
Have it blaring.
Nope.
Why not?
Creeps me out. Creeps me out having the sound of a porn in the
that's so weird.
What's creepy about that?
That's just weird to me. I have to have the sound all the way off. I don't want to hear. Really? I don't want to hear the noises, because also the guys in porn, it's weird listening to them be like, yeah, yeah. Like, I'm working over here, dude. Do you mind? Shut your mouth. I don't want to hear
what
that.
What about if it's the female talking?
Well, that's in between the dude going, yeah, that's right. I don't need that. So I just turn it all down.
I've never heard that before. That's certainly a first for me.
What do you know?
I didn't like, by the way, the fact that when you talk about that kind of stuff, that like Lisa would, when I first got this new laptop, she would share it when it was at the house. She
uh-huh.
would, and then all of a sudden she was on Amazon and she's shopping. And I open up my computer and in the sidebar, here comes all these different like dresses. And she's like, whoa, what? Where's that coming from?
That's well, not even remotely not safe for work.
No, I'm not saying that's my story.
Now, if you would have said,
I'm hard pressed. I'm trying to think of a story.
That's not even close. Her shopping habits are popping up on Amazon.
That's still kind of embarrassing.
Now, if you were to say, like, you had your favorites bookmarked on Pornhub, and then you're like, hey, why are all these replaced? That'd be different. But just shopping, you guys are too tame. You guys are
sorry to disappoint.
Lame.
I'm trying to think of something. I can think of things with other people at places that I've worked, but I can't think of my own.
I'll give you mine when we come back. It's not right. It's not horrible, but it wasn't the shining moment of my life.
All right, well, stay tuned for that. And we've got 1 hour in the books. We still got 2 hours to go with the big show, and we've got plenty more on the list to talk about. There's a pitcher that you wanted the Astros to trade for that they didn't, but there's still hope because he was placed on waivers, so we can talk about that. There's an Astros loss last night as Dallas Keuchel took his first L of the season.
Time to panic.
Boy, press that button quickly.
Reports of a possible ACL tear for Tannehill that just came down.
Yeah, reports of a possible knee injury and maybe season ender for Ryan Tannehill of the Dolphins. Does that open the door for Colin Kaepernick? There's lots there. And by the way, if you are taking shots at Colin Kaepernick, be prepared that his girlfriend might be able to step in and take his side, because that's happening as well. We've got plenty more to get to. Join us, won't you? 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, call, text, hit us on Twitter. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.